Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Out of Rupees. This is an exciting one because in a couple of weeks we have a very big event for Nintendo fans. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Lucy.
Hello, Francis. Hello, audience. Hello.
Thank you, Lucy. Yes, this is exciting times. But before we jump into the main topic, what have you been playing recently? Have you been playing anything?
Not a lot, to be honest. I've just been, you know, so out of the loop in terms of gaming and stuff like that. But I have started, the first game was called Ender Lilies. The sequel is called Enter Magnolia, Bloom in the Mist. Both games are like Metroidvanias, very much in the, I think when we talk about Metroidvanias now, the yardstick is pretty much Hollow Knight nowadays, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's got a lot of those sensibilities to it. And yeah, the first game was really good. I really enjoyed it. I think it came out, probably about 4 years ago now. But it was I think it was one of my top games that year. But yeah, it's a solidly made Metroidvania. It's like got all the quality of life things, you know, like instant fast travel when you've unlocked places, you know, all these very interesting and, you know, upgrades to it, you know, basically catering to your individual playstyles, switch, you know, abilities in and out and stuff like that, like, you know, your charms and your amulets and stuff like that. I'm very early on, but yeah, you know, when you get a game, Francis, like something that you in a genre that you enjoy, and then you mm-hmm. just get into like a flow state with it, because it's like they understood the brief. They know what I like about, say, Metroidvanias or JRPGs, or I don't know, your Phoenix Wrights, let's say, where it's just like that. It's like, okay, you're catering to me, and you lot understood the brief. You lot understand what it takes to make a good one of these, and that's what Ender Lilies and Ender Magnolia is. It's like they know what a good one is, and it's just like catering to my exact needs. So yeah, it's helping me slowly get back into more gaming. You know, when you need something just easy win, you don't want like,
you need something to easy win, yeah. Excellent.
That takes a lot of brain power, where it's just like, I know how to play a Metroidvania. I know where all the hidden wall chicken is in this game, because I've played these games ad nauseum. And yeah, it's just been a smooth ride so far with a decent amount of challenge. So that's good. Yeah, that's what I've been playing. How about yourself?
No, pleased to hear it. I haven't been playing very much, obviously, because I was away last mm-hmm. week. I'm going away again. I played a little bit, played a tiny bit of Dragon Quest VIII on my 3DS. Just bits and bobs here and there. Mm-hmm. I was playing, as you know, Monster Hunter World with a friend, but he has cheated on me with Monster Hunter Wilds. So I'm waiting. But I did know it was coming because he mm-hmm. wants to play it. But mm-hmm. yeah, I'm fine. He finishes games quickly. So yeah. I'm sure by the time I get back in a couple of weeks, he will be ready to go back to World. So not a lot, which I'm perfectly fine with. As I said, as we spoke at the last podcast, there are times where I've just been really, really tired.
Yeah.
And I think hopefully after this 2 week holiday, I know I'll be doing a lot of activities. I just feel like hopefully a bit of a refresh and I'll be ready to start delving into games properly.
Yeah, that's sometimes what you need. And I don't know, when you come back, it'll still probably be winter. So,
yeah, it's been nice today. Today's technically the first day of spring, and it's very nice out there.
It is, and it's not lasting because I checked the weather forecast and it's back to frost and rain tomorrow. So,
okay, fantastic.
Maybe further down south, you lot will be a bit better off, but up here in
maybe
Birmingham,
a bit better.
Back to rain. But spring gave us one day. One day.
Path of the course, Lucy. But I'm hopeful that the weather will hold up. Mm-hmm. But it does mean if the weather doesn't hold up, there's more excuse to stay inside and play video games. So yeah. So it's silver linings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, well, thank you. I might check out Ender Lilies and Ender Magnolia. Sounds interesting. But Since we last did our podcast, a few new things have come up. Obviously, we discussed the Nintendo Switch 2, the very brief reveal back in the last podcast. Nintendo then updated their financials, which I thought would just be quite interesting just to go through very quickly. Currently, so this was, financial update was in February. Their fiscal year ends end of this month, so the 31st of March, which is about 10 days away, 11 days. So their last financials was updating everything up to the 31st of December. And as of the 31st of December, they'd sold almost 151 million units. So about DS numbers. I wasn't sure if they overtook them or removed, or they're about the same. But by the end of this month, they should be over them. They actually brought their forecast down. So when they first did their forecast for the entire fiscal year, they said they would sell about 13.5 million Switches. At the financial forecast before this one, they revised that down to 12.5. They've actually revised that down again to about 11, which means they expect in these 3 months to sell about 1.5 million units of Switch, which would bring them to about 153 Switches sold, which would overtake the DS for sure and would only lead the PlayStation 1 in sight. They did say at the meeting that their 13.5 million figure was very ambitious. They knew it was ambitious, but they were hoping they were going to hit it. That's clearly not the case. 11 million, if they reach that or close, that's still very good for its final year as the only thing on the market, but it's definitely on its way out. We can see that it's slowly, games that are coming out are selling well, but they're not the gangbuster millions of copies sold that that they had earlier in the life cycle. The games are still good, but they're not their big ones, because they obviously have other things to be concerned about.
I mean, did you say they expect to sell them? Was it a million, did you say, in the next little time?
A million and a half between, between 1st of Jan and end of March.
I mean, even that's quite, you know, a lot.
Ambitious.
Maybe it's not ambitious because we've known how much it sells anyway. Just like, you know, out of the context of just looking at the Switch solely, just like in any other, like, console numbers, that's still insane, given that, you know, we all know that the Switch 2 is round the corner. The numbers are just, when you actually think about it, they're just insane. Just absolutely mind-blowing. I mean,
agreed. I know, it's fantastic.
I mean, did the Wii U sell a million in each year?
The Wii U sold 13.5 total. Yeah. That was the final sale.
How long
sale.
Was it on sale for? And, like, well, it wasn't, wouldn't.
5 years?
Yeah, so, like, crazy. Just absolutely nuts.
It is crazy. Yeah, I bet they didn't expect this, because the Wii sold 100 million, the DS sold 150, so the DS was huge. Then the 3DS sold about half that, and I love the 3DS, but the Switch to climb past it, all of them, and actually potentially have a chance of overtaking PS2, because Sony updated their official figures. They're just under 161 million. And I don't know, I'm in two minds. I never thought it would overtake PS2, and I still don't think it will, but by the end of this fiscal year, let's assume they hit their 11 million target, they'll be about 152-153 million, which is about 8 million off. Switch is going to be what on the market for another couple years? Yeah, I don't suddenly seeing Switch 2 coming out and people go and Switch just they're just ceasing to be on store shelves. That's not going to happen. And so
just getting rid of that
exactly
stuff, It'll sell for
I don't.
A few more years.
So if it sells for a few more years, I think there's a chance it could overtake it. Obviously, I'm not certain. I don't know. You know, Nintendo hasn't dropped the price since. Will they start dropping the prices? I don't know. But it doesn't feel so insurmountable as people are saying. And I'm someone who never thought it would get close to this. So the idea that, it can't sell 8-9 million in the next 3-4 years. I said, well, Switch is probably going to be on the market for at least 18 months, 2 years, even if they don't have very many games coming out for it. It would seem odd just to suddenly, nope, we're not going to sell. We're just, Switch 2 comes out, that's it. I mean, all the Switch that's in the warehouse is off it goes.
PlayStation 3 until like recently, so you know.
Exactly.
It'll be around for a while. Yeah, I agree. I think it could.
Mm-hmm. It could. I don't think Nintendo really cares. No. I think it's more the fans that care. Nintendo is making more money than Sony, at least in on the gaming side, than Sony and Microsoft. Anyway, Sony and Microsoft are technically bigger companies, but on the gaming side, Nintendo is number one. Yeah. So whether their console is selling more or less, as long as they're making lots of money,
yeah.
I don't think they're that bothered.
I don't think anyone is remotely in the console wars, so to speak.
No.
Anymore.
It feels like Sony... Nintendo is in... Nintendo is in the sense it doesn't put its games on other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Sony still feels the one that might be... Still sees... tries to outcompete, but... I think it's gone.
Bastion, and they're just like... They're like still geared up in their samurai suits, and it's like looking for someone to fight, and Nintendo and Microsoft are just like... Dude, you've been here for how many years? We left a long time ago. They're probably trying to find Sega or Atari to fight or something. Like that. Yeah, it does agreed. Seem like they're still clinging on a little bit. Sony, bless them. But yeah,
agreed. No, I agree. I agree completely. I just thought it'd be interesting to go over them, because I always think the financial side of it is interesting, because it sees where Nintendo's headed, and it'll be very interesting when the next financial comes, because obviously they'll have the Switch 2, they'll have revealed it by that point, properly revealed it, they have revealed it anyway, we know it's coming this year, we'll probably get a release date on the 2nd of April, so we should have an idea how much Nintendo intends to sell, and in that number they'll probably also include we expect to sell X amount of Switch units as well in the next fiscal year. So that will be interesting. Moving on from the financials, I know you're not big into Pokemon, but I just want to very briefly cover the Pokemon Presents that happened at the end of February. There's one every year. I think the two... Well, there's one thing that I'm not particularly interested in, but I know a lot of people who like battling are interested into it. They revealed... Pokemon Champions, it called. It feels like it's a game on mobile and Switch. They haven't released when it's coming out, but its focus is on battles. And it does seem like it will work with Pokemon Home, which is that service you can use to transfer Pokemon between games across multiple generations. So maybe, yeah, you put your team into Home and then the game reads Home and that's the team you fight with. I don't really know. This is not something that I'm sure there are people out there who seem really keen on it. I'm not that bothered. The one that interests me is Pokemon Legends EA, because I really, really loved Pokemon Legends Arceus. I'm really pleased. I know visually it's still not the best looking, but it looked like it ran okay. And it really does feel like they're taking it on board, because this is the longest wait we've had in any Pokemon game, and they didn't even reveal a release date. They all only said it's coming late 2025. So this is clearly the big final first party. I don't want to say final, but final, I would suppose... You know, Pokemon is obviously huge. It's going to be... That will be the Switch's holiday title. I think any other Switch 2 game will either be smaller... Switch games will be either smaller titles or they'll be cross-gen. So I think this is the last big first-party Switch game. I'm sure it'll do really well. It looks nice. I prefer the art style of Legends Arceus, but it looks to be running well. They didn't reveal a lot. They're giving it, obviously, plenty of time... to stew, so I think they seem to be, in my mind, they're making all the right decisions with this game.
I have no comment.
No comment on Pokemon.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I don't know what's going on with Pokemon at all for the last 30 years. So.
But yeah, no, that's fair enough. Yeah, Legends, the Legend series. I mean, this is the second in the Legends name. It seems to be where they're more experimental. So I think the exciting aspect of this one from the trailer, it does seem to be a more action-based game as opposed to turn-based. So, you know, the Pokemon move as they attack.
Okay.
They can dodge attacks. They can... You have, depending on the type of attack, you might have to get closer to your opponent as opposed to, you know, just pressing a button and no matter where, you know, where you're situated, the attack will hit. This seems to use positioning. So there is definitely some changes there. I think Ni No Kuni was a game that did that. I think Ni No Kuni, which I never played, but I want to, that Studio Ghibli style game did have this thing where moves were on cooldown. It was a mix of real time and turn based. So I think it's cool that Pokemon's doing that, because I like turn based. A lot of people don't, but just the idea, you know, you've got these big monsters hitting each other. I just think it gives it a bit more of a thrill when you see the monsters move around, going up and hitting each other, trying to dodge. So I think that's quite exciting and potentially could be a direction that the Pokemon Company pursues and does more with. I'd be totally up for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Pokemon is, I mean, for good and bad reason, just remained consistently the same in most mm-hmm. aspects for you know, the best part of three decades. So yeah, definitely moving with the times. Like, yes, like make advantage of the hardware, the fact that you can, you know, have more animation, more things like that, because that was a complaint that I heard from people who like Pokemon from the last couple games. It's like, we're starting to have these open worlds and stuff, like, can the other aspects of the game and the combat start to try and like keep up with the rest of how the franchise is moving? So yeah, time will tell. Never know with Pokemon. Never know.
No, you never know. I'm hopeful. The fact that they're taking more time, that this is the biggest gap.
Pokemon fan is hopeful. You know, if there's
absolutely.
Anything, if we could just fuel the earth with just hope from Pokemon fans, you know, energy would be green. We wouldn't need mines. We wouldn't need coal.
That is a very good point.
Just fueled on yes. hope. Pokemon.
Fueled on hope. That would be great. That would be great. I'm hoping that this, with the Switch 2 and everything, that they'll rethink their engine. That they're just starting to realize, actually, we need to take a bit more time, and just spend. We're not expecting beautiful, fancy, I don't know, Horizon Forbidden West graphics or things like that. It's just...
I think there should be a reason why you should. Like, that should be an expectation, though, you know? They make so much money. I know they're not as big as, you know, as other game development studios, but... And sometimes it's good to keep teams, you know, a bit leaner, a bit more, you know, focused, but... At this point, it's like, why can't you staff up? Why can't you, you know?
Well, they are starting to staff up. I've noticed they've got bigger in the past year, and they seem to be trying to get a bit bigger.
Well, that's good.
So that's good. It is good.
It didn't take them long, did it, at all?
Didn't take them long, no. No, not at all.
Yeah, so that's good. At least
it is good. Yeah, but let's see what it brings us, and we won't see the Switch 2 game until next year at the earliest anyway, so let's see what what this final Switch game looks like, how it plays, how it runs, and hopefully it will fill us with more than hope, it'll fill us with optimism, because
I'll keep waiting for that.
You'll keep waiting.
I'm not quite there, there are seeds of hope. I'm not even a Pokemon fan and feel like I'm in an abusive relationship with the Pokemon Company. I don't even know how you actual fans feel. Gosh. Oh, dear.
No.
We'll see.
But fortunately, we have more exciting things coming up, because in less than, 13 days from today, so less than 2 weeks, we have the Nintendo Switch 2 Direct on the 2nd of April. And I'm going to make sure to try and stay while I'm away in Japan. This is what's crazy. I'm going to be at the Nintendo Museum and in Japan, in Kyoto, when they have the Nintendo Switch 2 Direct. It's poetry. It's perfect. But I don't know if they'll have it at the museum. That would be very funny. But I will probably, at least a few days before, especially with April Fools the day before, I will just try and stay away probably from the internet. I don't really want anything to leak. I don't mind, you know, people saying I've heard it's going to be a good show, or there might be these couple of third-party games. And there are some things that are obvious. We know Mario Kart, the new Mario Kart, because they teased it in the original trailer, is going to be there. There's going to be a big blowout. So I don't mind if details like that kind of come out. Yeah. But I don't want to spoil the entire surprise. I want to keep everything intact and watch it with a fresh mind. So what I actually did, I didn't watch it, but I sort of skimmed through the Nintendo Switch presentation back in 2017, which I don't think was a very good presentation at all. I think there were some very interesting announcements in there. Super Mario Odyssey, Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, that, I think that's
but the pacing, the pacing was all over the place.
Yeah.
They spent a lot of time on the hardware because obviously it's the new hardware. They don't need to do that with the Switch 2. Yes, there are going to be changes and there'll be new things they want to focus on, such as the mice Joy-Con. But I don't see them spending as long as they did on the Switch 1 hardware side. The whole presentation was about an hour and 6 minutes. So this is called a Direct. Now, the longest Direct they ever did was about 50 minutes, but they tend to hover around the 40, 45 minutes.
Yeah,
so I wondered what you think. Do you think that's what the Switch 2 Direct will last? It will last about 40.
That added context that you just provided there, I was thinking, yeah, it'll probably be about 45 minutes. So.
Yeah, and I'm expecting probably what I hope they do if they do show aspects of the hardware, such as the Joy-Con mice, that it's paired with a game. They don't just talk about the mouse, don't really show how it works, just show how it works sort of in a menu. I'd like, oh, and this game's coming out, which will take advantage of this, just so there's something, you know, you can tie it to, and it doesn't feel like, okay, this feels like is it Mark Cerny just explaining to me the teraflops and what this
That'd
means
be
for
so
image quality
funny,
and
I
it that. Would be very funny.
This is how many decibels are going to come out of the fan at the top. The mice is actually quite interesting. I think they're going to show like a CRPG. Let's say Disco Elysium. They're going to be like, you can use your mouse with this game. I don't know if Disco Elysium's on the original.
It's on the Switch, but it is. But it would look better on the Switch too.
Yeah, because everyone loves that game and I still haven't got around to playing it. So yeah, there's my
Neither
first
have
prediction.
I.
They're going to show the mouse integration with Disco Elysium.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Yeah, I think it's interesting. It's interesting to because it is a direct. Mm. So you think to yourself that, well, there's a lot they can show, but they in these days, their directs are quite snappy. They they move from things to things very quickly. They sometimes spend a couple of minutes too long on certain things, but for the most part, I think their pacing is generally quite well judged.
Yeah.
I think anything like, let's say, backwards compatibility or NSO, they'll probably focus on it for a couple of minutes, but they won't spend... Unless the only time is they could say, for example, this is not really a prediction, but let's say they show Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom, they go, look, this is souped up. You know, it's not just backwards compatible, it's 60 frames, it's 4K, I don't know. I think... Then they might spend a little bit more time off, but the focus is obviously going to be on the new games, the new hardware.
You see, this was going to be one of my crazy predictions. That they were actually going to, like, very much, lean on and harp on the fact that it is backwards compatible. Because, well, historically we've known that Nintendo haven't made their... new hardware backwards compatible. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna think of Nintendo in the best light, and they're actually gonna like say, look, we've got you, and they're gonna lean into it and they're gonna make sure it's very seamless and like hammer it home that it's just gonna be, you know, a good user experience playing your old games.
For sure.
And this is why it's a crazy prediction, because in my heart of my hearts, I just don't think Nintendo care too much, and I don't think they are going to talk about it either. I think it will just be like a little flash, like bring over your games, log in, and here they are, and that'll be it. It'll be like 20 seconds. So my out of this world prediction is that they're actually going to spend time on it and do its due diligence. And Nintendo,
I wouldn't be against that.
Yes. But
they did mention that their games would be compatible in the original trailer, but there was just an image and a blur, wasn't it?
I think they'll be like, look at this shiny new thing, look at these new games, and they're not even going to really focus on it, which it's sad for me, for someone who really cares about, like, oh, let's, you know, not have to rebuy these games. Let's make sure that these games are, you know, like just accessible for people. Like,
yeah.
So that's my one of my predictions. Okay. A very optimistic prediction that I know is never going to happen because it's Nintendo.
Okay. Yeah. No. Well, seeing as you did two predictions, I will jump in to do two predictions. One is more obvious than the other. You'll probably agree and you'll think, oh yeah, this is an obvious one. I probably shouldn't have even predicted it. Nintendo's going to show the next 3D Mario. That is going to be, in my mind, the Switch 2 holiday game. I think it's been 8 years since Mario Odyssey. Mario Odyssey came out in autumn of 2017. People thought, oh, there must be DLC at some point, because you thought more worlds with more moons. Didn't do anything like that. Bowser's Fury came out, the remaster of 3D World, and they included Bowser's Fury. That's about 4 years ago. I don't think that would have taken the whole team to put together. That was probably a small part of the team. Just go, oh, let's try some, you know, messing around with some ideas. And maybe they'll use those ideas as the basis for this game. But it's time for 3D Mario. 3D Mario, I think, I don't know if it's going to be the closer. I don't know when it appears. I think if it is the holiday title, it probably is the closer. I think you open with Mario Kart 8, because that's a known quantity, and you just go into it a bit more. But I think 3D Mario, I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know if it's going to have co-op. I hope it does. Well, I don't mind having basic co-op, but I like my Mario game single player, especially the 3D ones. And I just think, I'm hoping, I expect quite a visual leap. We'll look at it and go, oh my, this looks incredible. Some people think, oh, it should go open world. I don't know if I care if it does. I don't care either way. I'm sure I'd be like, yeah, great open world.
Really good.
You'd be up for it.
Like Breath of the Wild, like kind of Mario.
Mario Kart. Yeah, they could. I'm sure the possibilities are endless.
That'd be kind of, yeah.
Whether Nintendo would do that. I'm sure I would too. No, I'm not against. I wonder if Nintendo would do that though, because I wonder if they think, well, Mario's a platformer. But they could do. I mean, Mario Odyssey was not open world, but it did have large play areas. And then Bowser's Fury did have this open area. So maybe that was, okay, we've done the open areas. Can we just do the seamless, massive world? And you jump, you can do the levels in any order you want, and you just jump from places to place. That could definitely. Actually, now that I'm talking about it, ooh, this is exciting me.
Interesting, yeah, because. Because I'm not. I mean, I prefer 2D Mario over 3D.
2D, yep.
Mario. What was the one before Odyssey? Was that 3D World?
Yeah, 3D World was the one before Odyssey.
Was it Galaxy 2 or something?
Galaxy 2, yes.
Okay, so I like 3D World, and Odyssey was. Yeah, they're all right, you know. People probably want to kill me just saying that these games are all right, but. You know, compared to the 2D Marios. And I'm not talking about those stupid Wii U ones or whatever. I'm talking about, like...
Super Mario World, ago, Super Mario Brothers 3.
So I should really shut up because I'm an old lady. But, I'm thinking, let's do something big and grand then. Because, you know, if the next 3D Mario game is bad, I don't really care because I have no stock in these games. It's like, I'll play them and... If I like them, it's like, it's fine, yeah. I wish it was 2D. So yeah, go big, go grandiose. I want to see a Breath of the Wild,
big open world,
with
Mario.
Mario, yeah.
it could definitely be very exciting, very cool. I think that's an obvious one. The one that I think Nintendo's going to have a big third party section. They'll show their third parties, and I think. One of the games they'll show is an Elden Ring Complete Edition. I think it should, you know, by the leaks, this comfortably, it's got far more modern architecture, this comfortably beats the PS4. It doesn't reach PS5, it doesn't reach Xbox Series X. I think if people were expecting that, it's a bit silly. But this will be, this. I think the differences won't look so big. Because we are definitely in the era of diminishing returns, where you can definitely see and it, you know, 60 frames versus 30 frames. That's still a significant difference. But I think if you get the Elden Ring with the DLC, I'm not sure about the live service co-op Elden Ring Night Rain they're doing. That will probably depend on how robust Nintendo's online services are. But I think people would be far more excited for, even though Night Rain is a new game, I think they'd be far more excited for a full-fledged Elden Ring, which has the Shadow of the Erdtree DLC all on it. I think, I think that would be a
absolutely if it can run well. Because was Elden Ring on PlayStation 4 and whatever the Xbox?
Yes, it was. Yes, it's a cross-gen game.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, it ran terribly on this Series X that I have. So.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it'd be quite.
So apparently, so this is the funny version. If you had the Xbox One version, because Xbox Series had smart delivery, that was a double-edged sword because it recognised, oh, you've got the Xbox Series X, so we're going to use the Elden Ring. But apparently on the PS5, if you played the PS4 version, it ran it at 60 frames because it thought, oh, this is the PS4 version, and the PS5 is more powerful, so it just bumped up the frame rate naturally. So it was almost as if you needed the Xbox One PS4 version, but run those on the more powerful hardware, and then they work better.
Okay.
It was bizarre, but from Software, as much as I love their games, I wouldn't say their games are massively janky. They're not Bethesda, where they have the weirdest bugs, but they're not known for technical finesse. No. They look fantastic, but they always have some slight issues.
Yeah. It was mainly the frame rate, and so it would be very interesting. I mean, was it Dying Light all those years ago came out on Switch and that was actually a good port, or like The Witcher?
Yeah, some games, Doom, like The Witcher 3, they don't look great, but they run enough, and if you're on a portable, then you're happy with that.
I think that's a good prediction there, because a lot of the times right out of the gate you don't have a lot of first party or third party software coming immediately, but if they could get that and it's like one of those launch titles, and that'd be quite a steal.
That would definitely be a steal. What's your next prediction, Lucy?
My prediction is that they open the direct burning an effigy of a Pal World character, and that's how they get things underway.
I would find that hilarious.
Beheading the thing that really looks like that Pokemon for that tattoo from Pal World.
I love that.
Shoot Pal World in the head, and that's how they open the direct. But on a somewhat, it's not a serious note, somewhat more serious than that, there's going to be, in the third party demo reel of all the things that they're going to have coming to the Switch along with your Elden Ring, there's going to be like a 3-second clip of new gameplay from Silksong. In fact, it's not even 3 seconds, it's going to be 2 seconds. It's a blink and you'll miss it.
It's a blink and you'll miss it.
Yeah. And it's like, coming to Nintendo Switch, here are our third party partners.
Nintendo Switch.
And it's going to appear. You're going to have to pause it and slow it down and put it on YouTube at 0.1 speed to actually glimpse it. Yeah.
Will there be a glimpse of the release date in that tease?
No, it's never coming out. Yeah.
that's the thing. It has to be revealed at some point. And you'd think, well, it's bigger than arguably any other indie game. I don't think there's another indie game that's as big as it. No. So it can't be in a basic indie world. It can't be in one of those Microsoft partnered indies or a PlayStation State of Play. This has to be in an Xbox showcase, a PlayStation showcase, or something like a Nintendo Switch 2 reveal. It would light the world on fire. But Hollow Knight is probably big enough for them just to go, right, here's a new trailer and a release date on their own terms. So I don't know. It's feature creep has obviously got them, because I played this at Eurogamer 2019.
Yeah.
I played this 6 years ago. So it was two demo areas. It wasn't like I played the whole game, but they clearly had something.
Yes.
So
it's been that long.
This is mad. Yes, there was the pandemic as well, but even so, it just seems really, really strange. So that would be amazing if they had it here. Wow, what that would be brilliant. it obviously come to multiple platforms, but it's so perfect for your little just to be able to do both.
And I think the like community's clamoring that much, even if it was just a screenshot of something that hasn't been seen before. I think people would just be like, okay, we know it lives still. You know, just a crumb.
Yep. Mm. Agreed. No, that's a good one. It would be amazing. And actually, I'm going to take your earlier prediction with, you talked about how the mouse showing Disco Elysium. This gave me a brilliant idea. This, I say, the mouse shows Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, yeah. That,
I think they use the mouse to show that game.
Yeah, and that could definitely run on the
Switch too. I think they would have to pare it down, obviously, somewhat. Yeah. But I think it's fine.
More so than Elden Ring. Yeah, I think that's a good one. Yeah.
I think. More in the cultural, can you imagine,
zeitgeist now than Disco? Exactly. The fallout from that studio. I think.
Yes.
Baldur's Gate 3 would be a better shout.
And it's, you know, D&D has never been more popular, and Baldur's Gate 3 has much. I know Critical Role. That's made D&D really popular over the years, but Baldur's Gate 3, you know, won so many game awards, and
exponential than
exactly
Critical Role. That's like a certain sort. I think that was for people who were already in that space more so.
Yes, exactly.
Whereas Baldur's Gate 3 was more of a, you know, oh, I don't even know what RPG stands for, and now I'm playing this game with.
Yeah, which just had with all the, and you know, now so many games, even if they just have a Dungeons and Dragons veneer and are doing something different, are being compared to it, and it's unbelievable, and that is the beauty of a game studio who didn't have any shareholders above them or anyone above them dictating when they had to release it, how much money they had. They just took their time and released an absolute, you know, and it's put Larian Studios probably. You know, they've said they're working on their next game already. That's going to be, you know, Hollow Knight Silksong. I'd argue Larian Studios are an indie studio. Yes, they're technically lots of employees, but they're not owned by anyone big. They're almost the AAA indie space, if that makes sense. So I'm eagerly. And I think even though, that game's been out for 2 years now, people would be excited if they saw that on Switch 2, even if it didn't look quite as good or run as good. People are like, oh my goodness.
It's still very much I want this. In the conversation of things, despite, exactly. as you say, 2 years ago. So, yeah. Gosh, 2 years already? Wow.
2 years. I know. It's crazy. Mm. I mean, a year. I mean, it would be 2 years in summer, I think. I think it came out in summer, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So,
Still. Wow. Mm-hmm. If you told me it won Game of the Year last year, I'd be like, yeah, you're right.
Right, yeah. I think Astrobot is what won most of the Game of the Year last year, didn't it? It was Astrobot.
But you could tell me that 2023 was 4 months ago and I'd believe you. So.
No, I know. This is more a question. I suppose it can be a prediction as well. Mm. We saw Metroid Prime at the Switch Direct back in June with a 2025 release date, but nothing since. And at the time, I believed, this is solely a Switch game. It's going to run on Switch 2, but they're not going to have a separate version for it. But now that we haven't seen it, do you think this is something they might actually show properly in the Switch 2 Direct? That was the tease, just to say, yep, it's coming, and now we're going to properly unveil what it looks like.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because if they don't show it, then people are going to start asking questions. Obviously so, but I just don't think... Well, we have proof that Metroid just doesn't have the cultural cachet as like a new Mario or a new Mario Kart. So it's like, does it have the legs to stand on its own separate direct at a different time, or is it like, I just don't see them going into too much information on it, or even like something like, you know, the next Mario, like. I do agree with you that I do believe that that will be there, whatever it is, even if it's just a hint or a tease, if it's not ready yet. I mean, I'd imagine it would be far along at this point. But it's like, it seems like Metroid is just in that weird place, unless it is like genuinely like a really good showcase of the new technology. I just don't know where it fits, to be honest. I think if I don't know. I genuinely don't know, because like you'd think that it's just it doesn't appeal to like a big audience where it's like they want
no,
to see
it doesn't.
Mario.
It's the real
like
it's the hardcore, isn't it? Yeah. It's the massive hardcore. Mm. It's the you and me who you know are diehard fans of these sorts of franchises, but it's not the.
That's why I think it might just be like an exec, whoever's in charge of that studio or whatever. Just saying, it's coming, we're working on it, you know, please be patient, because and then that's it. Like, they'll have, you know, Sakurai sat there saying, yes, I'm working on a game for the Nintendo Switch 2, and then that's it, you know, I think it'll just be,
I think
it would just be that. I don't, unless it's something they want to show off.
It could tie into the mouse again, because I suppose my first person shooters, you know, it could, you know, showcase that. But again, that doesn't feel like, are people going to get super excited about a mouse being shown in Metroid? Mm. Baldur's Gate 3 is going to get more attention among the large audience than Metroid Prime 4 would.
Yes. I just don't know, as I say, I don't know where it gets placed, because this is like, we're showing off the new technology. We want
indeed
big guns coming out with this and to be shown with this, and I don't know if Metroid Prime is big enough for it. Like, say, you know, the Pokemon gets its own direct, Animal Crossing used to and stuff like that. I don't know if Metroid Prime has that kind of thing. I think that's like, oh, just push it into like the E3 summer direct, like you'll hear more about it then, you know. It's just like,
yeah, that could happen.
A splash screen of the logo of several games that are coming. Like, you know, here's Pokemon, here's Metroid Prime, games we know about that, you know, that are still alive and that are going to come out. But it's like, we'll talk about them in the Summer Direct. Stay tuned. Onto our socials, yeah. I don't know if we see it.
I agree. Yeah, it'd be interesting. I don't really know. I don't feel strongly either way. I know it's coming.
Yeah.
So it'll come. It's coming this year. We're already a quarter into the year, so at some point in the 9 months we're going to see it. That's the left.
I mean, it feels almost like an obligation now. Like, it's been so long in the tube. It's been in development forever. Change of, you know, was it? Did they change the studios, or did they just reboot it?
They basically restarted. So it was never confirmed who was making it. Right. It was rumored. It had the original Retro producer attached to it, sort of supervising and. But it was always rumoured that it was Bandai Namco.
Right.
Or Namco Bandai, I can't remember which order it is now. But Nintendo were, for some, not happy with how the development was going. And that doesn't seem to have affected their relationship, because Bandai Namco are involved in Mario Kart 8. They're involved with Super Smash Bros. They're the main team behind Super Smash Bros. Sakurai oversees it, but they work a lot. So I don't think it didn't affect that relationship there.
No.
But Retro then took it in hand in 2019. And they weren't big at the time. Retro never been huge. But they started massively staffing up once they got that game. So, it's been a long time. So I don't know. I hope we see it. But if we don't, again, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Think
it's not going to make it the worst director in the world.
About the hardware and the big tentpole software, like the Mario Karts, the new Mario and stuff like that. So yeah, they're gonna shove us little Metroid freaks in the corner. So you lot wait till summer.
Yes, that I'd be fine with that. You actually mentioned Sakurai, and that's a very good point, because I wasn't going to make a prediction on this because I didn't really think about it, but it reminded me. So remember he had that YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Where he was doing little videos. He revealed last year, which was hilarious, that all those videos were actually recorded and finished by April 2022.
Jeez. The man.
So he was revealing them, you know, on them. I can't remember if it was a weekly basis or a monthly basis, but he was basically saying, everyone thought, oh, this is live. But no, he'd actually pre-recorded them 2-3 years ago, which to me means he's been making a game for 2-3 years.
But also, we have to remember he's a vampire and he doesn't sleep.
He's a vampire. So, he doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be another Smash game. I kind of hope it doesn't, because I feel like Smash Ultimate is the zenith. It's really high. Mm-hmm. You could just add a few more characters, a few more things. I want to see him do a new IP or take an existing IP and have his own flair like he did with Kid Icarus. But I think if he were to reveal a game here, I think it would be a Smash Bros. I don't think it'd be coming out this year, but it would be one of maybe two, maximum three first-party games Nintendo goes, and this is why you'll want to have the Switch in years to come.
I hope that you'd hope that they'd just let him make whatever he wants to make. Like, say, you know, keep him on somewhat of a chain. Say, you got to come back and make Smash Brothers again, but we'll give you just this little vanity project. You know, go make a Box Boy 4. Go do that.
I don't really know. I think Nintendo, it's so hard because Nintendo are not going to reveal everything here, but they're going to want to make a strong showing.
Yeah.
So they're going to want to. Nintendo does usually, this is what's all coming out in the next, this for this year, but I'm sure there will be teases for things coming out in a year or two's time.
Mm, yeah,
so I could see that, as I could see a Sakurai game being, if it's revealed, something that's coming out next year or the year after.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, I think it's weird because like how much time are they going to spend on the hardware? Because the Switch is a known quantity, so
it's a known quantity, as you say. Yeah,
I think it's like you know, noticeable, but like overall small, like quality of life features and you know. Small things like this, something as silly as like the kickstand, it just looks a bit more robust, but it's like that's not, you can't really spend like 5 minutes talking about a kickstand. So yeah,
and do they talk about tech? Do they go, oh, and this does 4K via DLSS? Don't think they do
style, has it? It's one of those where it's like they absolutely could just focus on software more so.
And price and release date.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Mm.
I've got, it's very interesting. I'm just excited to see it. I've got an either or prediction.
Okay.
So Monolith Soft released today their remaster Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Right.
It's got great reviews. I love the Wii U game. Now it means the whole Xenoblade series is on Switch. I don't think I'll get this one because it's a huge game, but there is additional content, so it might be worth it. And quality of life upgrades. Again, Monolith Soft are about 300 employees, so they're quite big, especially in terms of Nintendo staff. That won't have taken the entire studio to remaster. They'll have had the assets. They'll have had to spend time, obviously, because they changed things. I don't want to speculate, oh, this is clearly only a six-month job. I'm not an expert in development. But the general understanding is that if you're remastering something that already exists, that's going to take less time than making a brand new game.
Absolutely.
So I could see two things. I could see Monolith Soft tease their next game at this event. The only thing that would give me pause is maybe Nintendo goes, well, you've just released a game. Let's give Xenoblade Chronicles X time to shine.
Yeah.
And then later on, we do it. So I think if they don't reveal the game, I think Intelligent Systems reveals the next Fire Emblem. Whichever, whether that's a remake or... Because obviously they fit very different. They're different. One's a strategy game. JRPG, another one is a straight up JRPG. They're both JRPGs, but they're both very different. They don't serve similar audiences, but I feel, again, Nintendo will want to tease a good amount of things, but it will hold back some things.
Yeah, because depending on when it's going to release as well, I mean, probably want to save some things till summer.
Exactly.
Especially if it's like out in autumn and stuff like that. Yeah, they won't just be like, here's everything that we have. So yeah, especially if like those games could do with a little bit more time in the oven.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm out of predictions.
I have
like
one more. We
said
what we thought about 400, didn't we?
Yeah.
£400.
Yeah.
About that.
So,
yeah.
I don't really have any
release date. Do you have an idea of release date?
I think let's go August.
August, okay, that's a good one. I think it's going to be a bit sooner than that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
No reason.
The kids are going to go back to school. Let's haunt them by dropping a Switch 2, then they can't play it when they're at school.
Yep. Agreed. I have one last prediction, and this is, it's unrealistic and it is realistic at the same time. So. It's been 2 years since Tears of the Kingdom. right? Mm. 2 years. We're getting in May, it's going to be 2 years, which is just mad. Nintendo confirmed that they delayed it in 2022, not because there were issues with the content. It was bug fixing and making sure the whole system worked. It wasn't the game was complete. It was just the last year of testing. Again, I don't want to make assumptions, but I'm going to make an assumption. I don't believe that would have taken the entire development team to do the bug fixing. I'm sure it would have taken a good amount of the development team to do bug fixing, but I don't think it would have taken the entire team. That gives you, let's say, 2.5 years, and 2.5 years is a very good amount of time to start on something, to come up with a central basis. And if there's one series, even, I know it gets delayed a lot, if Nintendo is happy to reveal years before it comes out, it's Zelda. So I could potentially see that being the big, you know, the one exception to their general rule, where we're revealing things really in the next year, 2 years max, where they go, this is still a ways away, but you'll be excited about the next Zelda. I'm not super certain on it. This is not something I'm staking my life on it, but it could be something. It'd be surprising for me for a reveal of a console not to have Zelda in some way. And I don't just mean a remaster Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom. I mean something a bit more substantial. And unless it was a remake of a very old Zelda game, complete reimagining, which I wouldn't see the main team doing. I could see them supervising another company doing it. I feel like the next 3D Zelda, just giving a glimpse of what it is, you know, that could be the wow moment, so to speak.
It would be, and I think that for me is classed as a very out there prediction, because I think you're mad.
Do you?
Yes, I agree with you. If they want to show anything to hawk their next console, it's Mario and Zelda. But I think just I think there's so much like hype going into the Nintendo Switch 2. As there was for the first one, but people were still in that.
Absolutely.
Oh, can we really trust Nintendo to bring the goods after the whole Wii U debacle? So I think people were like kind of skeptical, whereas I think Nintendo have just, you know, they've developed so much trust in people, and it's just like, yeah, we know the next Zelda is coming, and it's like it's going to be, you know, even if it's not Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom levels, it's still going to be very good. I think people will just be like, yeah, we know it's coming. We don't need to see it. We're already hyped just from, like, the trust that we now have in Nintendo to give us a good console and good games on the whole. So yeah, I think that's a far-out-there prediction. And I like it. I like it. I like these far-out ones.
Well,
it's
thank
almost
you.
As far-out yeah. as Silk Song.
Silk Song, yes. Even Silk Song is even more far-fetched than the Zelda. I do tend to agree with you. I don't think it is a pie in the sky. I don't think it's going to happen. I do think we'll see something Zelda related.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And that's why I haven't predicted. I think they could show Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom souped up. But I feel like if Nintendo, they don't need to, you're right. But Nintendo, when they're winning, they tend to like to show off a bit. And I think that would be the way to do it. And if they don't, fine. You know, as I said, I'm not expecting it. I think it's unlikely. But it was just more, well, actually, Tears of the Kingdom kind of came out 2 years ago. That's enough time to start. But at the same time, they might go, yeah, we've started it, but we're not ready to show it. But I think if there's any game that Nintendo is willing to show, despite it being, let's say, minimum 3, maybe 4 years out, Zelda seems to be the consistent one in that case. But otherwise, you know, I think it's going to be a good show. I'm really excited for it. I'm going to watch it in my hotel room in Kyoto. And I'm going to see if I'm going to bring my Switch.
You're not going to be there live at the pre-recorded direct. You're not presenting?
I'm not presenting. Can you imagine? I just come on. Hello, I'm here to present. That would be amazing. That's when I do come and I've presented the new Zelda, and it wasn't supposed to be revealed, and I've messed things up massively.
Broke
NDA. But So I'm just very excited. It's a very exciting time. It's, you know, 2nd of April. It's 2 weeks away. Yeah. It's probably going to reveal release date, price, plenty of games, plenty of things to look forward to. And I'm very excited. It's even though I'm not going to buy one day one, I've never bought a console day one. It's just nice.
I've got the Switch
day I've just one. Nice. Yeah. Actually, you're right. I did get the Switch day one. Yeah. That's the only one. But I'm not. I've got so many games. It's not that I've got. I do have a backlog, but it's not so much an active backlog. They're just games over the years I've just missed, and I'd like to go back to before I get something shiny and new.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. I mean, I'll probably get giddy enough and just buy it day one, even though it's like I got a Steam Deck and I kind of want to hide from my nephew that it's not coming out until he's like 12. He's 5 for context, because it's like, oh, I think I'd like to play it before I give it to him, you know, because I don't think I can afford two of them.
Yeah. Well, that's your sister or your brother's job.
Well, it's, yeah, my friends.
To get them.
Basically my sister, yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, I agree. But I was the one who told him about the Switch too.
I see. Oh, dear. What have you done? What have you done, Lucy?
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really affect me. Because as you're saying, it's like, surely that's his parents' job. But it's like, apparently.
Yeah, but they probably go, why did you tell him about the Switch too?
The conversation. Yeah, and so... I've learnt my lesson. I'll never tell him about anything else ever again. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think if he were already 9 and 10, he'd have figured it out on his own. But because he's 5, he's probably doesn't quite have the not as much au fait with social media and things just yet.
Message boards like we were back in the day. So a few more years yet.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, thank you. That was an absolutely fantastic. I've really enjoyed that podcast. Yeah. Almost an hour. So been really, really good. And I hesitate to ask this because of your view of Mario, so I don't want anyone to send you any hate mail. But where can people find you, Lucy?
Just look for Juicy Loose 9 anywhere. I do love Mario. Mario's like Super Mario Bros. 3 is the best game ever made, so don't worry.
It's brilliant.
In your corner. It's just that 3D Mario. I enjoyed Odyssey, so hey, make it open world. Let's get that ball rolling, and yeah, I'll be very interested. But yeah, it's Juicy Loose 9 everywhere.
Fantastic. And so I'm only Link97 everywhere except PlayStation, where I'm AgentSmith16. And thank you very much. This has been a wonderful podcast. The next one we do will be in 2-3 weeks. It will follow my Japan travels as well as the Nintendo Switch 2 Direct, because we'll be able to dissect everything that was revealed, which I'm sure will include plenty of games, release date, and price. But in the meantime, cheerio, everyone.
Bye.